Today on Real Radio.
When you look into the law, which is perfect, no one survives the law. That's why it's in stone. The law condemns us. It's gloriously holy, but it's got no emotion, it's got no feeling, it's got no blood, it's got no life. It's the law.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his verse-by-verse look at Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 15, Paul explains and defends the resurrection, some to eternal life and some to eternal damnation. In the last 9 verses, he declares what will happen when our bodies are transformed in that resurrection. And as we're hearing, this hope is for the believer only. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, now in a lesson called On Your Mark, Get Set.
At the last trumpet, circle last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, so whatever the trumpet is, it's the last trumpet, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we, says Paul, shall be changed. Here's a fun thing, watch this. Dr. Ryrie says this, there should be no confusion here. Whatever the last trumpet is, it will be the trumpet that, number one, sounds, and number two, that calls the believer's dead body and those believers at the moment of his coming to be instantaneously raptured upward. So listen, the last trumpet and the trumpet are speaking about his imminent return. See, so what? Look at 1 Thessalonians 4 again, verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the what? The trumpet of who? God. The trumpet of God, the last trumpet, the trumpet, in association with God gathering his people together, is also known as the trumpet of God. For us, how exciting is that? I like that. With assurance, we can be happy about that. Don't be afraid of his coming. It's very interesting to note that we today, as I may have mentioned earlier, that all the magazines printed up all the stuff about the rapture, making fun, and you saw that stuff last May. But what's interesting, and I would think also, you know, because of the Left Behind series that has gone all around the world and all of that, all of the translations, the talk today about the rapture, I think, is more than ever before. Maybe the world is even talking more about the rapture than some churches. And the temptation for you today is saying, oh, pastor, that's really controversial stuff. Of course it's controversial. It's biblical. But are you going to say that this portion of Scripture is never going to happen? Well, it's spiritually speaking. Really? Well, after we get raptured up out of here, we'll explain it to you on the way up. But this is not a metaphor. This is the real thing. In fact, didn't Elijah get caught up? Huh? Think of that. God's able to do this. How big is your God? It's pretty amazing. Dr. H.A. Ironside writes this, that there are two reasons why this is a good picture for us. Number one, every citizen of the Roman Empire during the time of Paul was familiar with the last trumpet, meaning a Roman general would have the first trumpet blast blown to call his troops to detach camp. And the last trumpet would be announced to fall in line as the army departed. Interesting. Some have said that regarding the Jewish mind, there was the first trumpet that gathered God's people together or would gather God's people together. I believe we have seen this. I believe that God's trumpet spiritually has been going out and gathering the nation of Israel together. You think of the Zionist movement. You certainly think of May 14th, 1948. You cannot deny, no matter what your views are, that God has drawn the Jew from all four corners of the earth. Where? To Israel. God is certainly gathering his people. Ultimately, of course, he'll gather them in belief. That's yet to happen. But also keep this in mind, that God blew a trumpet to gather his people unto himself. It's an exciting thing to realize. Now, let me read it again. What is it going to be like? 1 Thessalonians 4:13, I do not want you to be uninformed. The Bible uses the word ignorant. It's not being insulting here. Uninformed. Know the mystery. Concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow, get your pen ready, as others who have no hope. For we believe Jesus died and rose again. Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Verse 15, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have died or fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17, then, number four, he says it fourth time, we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds, to meet them in the air, and thus we, number five, shall always be with the Lord. What an awesome, awesome confidence. Verse 53 teaches us that we can go with expectancy. We can go and be ready and live now with expectancy. Now, this is blunt. Verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal, this is good news, must put on immortality. Last service, there's a man, he's been battling with cancer, he doesn't have long to live. Let me tell you something. When I came to verse 53, he just melted with joy. He said, Pastor, last week was one of the best things I've ever heard when you said that one statement. I don't remember anything else about your message, but I remember this. When the doctor told me I had 6 weeks to live, and you said, no, no, it's not true. You have 6 weeks to leave. Put everything in perspective. And now this verse? He said, now this verse? And he's got it. We walk around, we pamper. I have a wart right here. I guess it's a wart. I don't know what it is. It's growing. I told Lisa, I said, get some Compound W. I don't like it. And now my granddaughter's looking at it. And I don't want her to look at that. What is that thing? What is it? And it's funny because, man, you know, I started caring so much about my flesh this week. I got to get that removed. Why? It's my arm. Nobody else cares if it's removed or not. Why? It's not their arm. It's my arm. I care about my arm. I love you, but I don't care about your arm. And I'm thinking, this flesh. And I'm getting all these age spot things. What is that? And I've noticed driving in my car and the sun hits it just right. Holy cow. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, then I'll move on then. It's all corruptible. It's all corrupted. It's all mortal. But that guy got it. He got it. Yep. I'm going home. I'm leaving. See, we get so caught up in taking care of this carcass. Are you okay? Are we all right today? You want some lotion? We'll fix that. It's dying, man. Its days are numbered. Must. The change must happen for us to get to heaven. 1 John 3, verse 2, great verse. Listen, 1 John 3, 2. It says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone, verse 3, who has this hope in himself purifies, or he himself purifies himself. He walks with the Lord, walks in the Spirit, does not fulfill the lust of flesh. Why? Just as he is pure, walking after Jesus. If you believe Jesus could come back today, it's going to change the way you live. That's good news, right? I don't know, man, backsliders, it's got to be a tough way to live. Backslid. Oh man, I hope the Lord doesn't come right now. Think of that. Are you a believer, but you haven't been walking with God? Are you far from the Lord? I mean, you're his, but you've been off doing your own thing. And the thought of him coming back just terrifies you. And you say, well, am I going to go up or not? A lot of people debate that stuff. I'll just say this. The Bible says, don't be ashamed at his coming. Can you imagine? Like, I mean, instead of us going, yes, you're going to go. What's the matter with you? You're going up. And you're like, you got this look on your face. What is wrong with you? Man, I didn't think you'd come right now. Not a good thing. Be expecting him. Listen, verse 54, we learn this, that we're to go with peace. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, oh, happy day, huh? And this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? If God was ever going to mock publicly, it's right there. Ha! Death! Ha, ha, ha! You're powerless! My son destroyed you. If God would ever mock and ridicule, it would be death in the grave. What a tool Satan had. I say had, because the Bible says precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The Bible says that it is a valley of the shadow of death we walk through. I got to tell you, I'm thinking about that right now because I've never been hit by a shadow. Have you ever been hit by a shadow? You're not going to get hit by a shadow either. And I'm thinking about that because I wrote that down in my notes last night. And then at midnight last night, boom! Is that the Lord? Perfect timing, God, the message. It wasn't the Lord. It was some guy crashing into my truck. Yeah. No, I got the guy. I got him. I'm not going to tell you how I got him, but I got him. Crashed into my truck. Bang, boom. Death's like that, boom. And I understand that if you're not a Christian today and death comes up and goes, boom, you ought to be scared. Satan's about a millimeter away to take his claws and sink them into your skin and pull you into hell. You better be scared of that. But listen, when death comes up and says, boom, to the believer, you can go, ha! My God says that death, this valley, just a shadow. That guy that hit my truck, yeah, it would have been great, but it was no shadow. It was his truck, and the damage is there. If it would have been a shadow, no problem. You get in a shadow box with somebody, you're not going to get hurt. But if somebody lands one on you, you're going to get hurt. Jesus, or the Bible says that Satan is like a lion roaming about, seeking whom he may devour. But listen, for the believer, he is like a gigantic cat with no claws, and he hits you with death, and it's like, ooh, like a pillow. And he growls, ah! And he goes to bite you, and he's got no teeth. God did that. He took it away. And I don't know about you. I'll be honest here. I don't mind. I've read my Bible, and I don't mind what's after I die. I got that down. I got that. I am a wimp, and I'm afraid of all the needles and tubes before the death part. Can we just skip this part and get to the death part? I don't want to have any pain. But those of you who are going through pain, suffering, and sorrow, I told you guys before, Lisa and I buried a dear friend of ours not too long ago. She battled cancer for 27 years, 5 different types of cancers, and they had to be the worst cancers. I can't even name them. They were the worst. And all I know is she will be great in the kingdom of heaven. I'll be out back selling churros or something in heaven. I'll be happy to be there. But she'll be up front sitting on Jesus' lap and playing with his crown. It's going to be amazing. Many of you are suffering, but know this. Death will liberate you. Amen. You're a believer. God will use it as a tool. Third, we'll end with this. We'll wrap it up in this point. No. You see that now? Do you see why I had to use the word bro, which I don't like that word? But bro, go. Why? No. Know this. Verse 56. Know the victory that's in Jesus. The sting of death is sin. Watch this. And the strength of sin, what is it? What is it? It's the law. This is why being a legalistic person is such a joke. Are you crazy? Yes, Pastor. Well, you know, I understand that some of you are struggling, but I have arrived at this place of, oh, you know what? Go sit in the corner. That's insane. When you look into the law, which is perfect, no one survives the law. That's why it's in stone. The law condemns us. It's gloriously holy, but it's got no emotion. It's got no feeling. It's got no blood. It's got no life. It's the law. It's just like this. That's why when you go to the Supreme Court of the United States, Moses is sitting there right in the middle. He looks right at the face of the Supreme Court justices, and he's holding the Ten Commandments, looking right at him. Can you imagine? I wish they would have been looking at him a few weeks ago, but Ten Commandments, immovable righteousness. Wow. The law does what the law does. Listen, the word in Greek is pedagogus. Book of Galatians. It drives like a schoolmaster someone to Christ. You can't get saved by the law. The law is to make you run like this. You run from Moses and the law, and you run to Jesus and you grab him. And the law comes down, and Jesus takes the law. He fulfills it. He doesn't break it. He fulfills it. And listen, in your Christianity, if you got it right, and you're a believer in all that Jesus has done, know this, that Jesus Christ met all the demands of the law. He satisfied the law's requirement. Once that was done, it was happy. Of course, I'm personifying the law, but play with me here, will you? It's happy now. Then Jesus turns and says, well, the law's been fulfilled. I die on the cross, paying the debt's price for all of humanity, resurrected from the dead for our justification. Law is fulfilled. The power of sin is broken. Death has nothing on you. It's missing some parts. It won't work. Believer, you need to remember this. Growing up in Orange County, now look, I already checked this out, so don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. Growing up in Orange County, at least I remember back 7 summers doing this. But if you research this on the internet, you're going to find about 3 people that know what I'm talking about, and all the young people on the internet are saying, that's not possible. That never could have happened. There's no such thing. See, what are you talking about? In Orange County, we grew up playing with bees. You know bees? We would every summer, because look, you know what? We didn't have video games back then, thank God, hallelujah. We actually played outside in the sunshine with real air. And we would go and find a bush. And if somebody knows what I'm talking about, just start going, okay, yeah, you're right on. We would look and find bees, and we would look real carefully, and we'd find a bee that had a certain mark on it. Say it again. It'd have an H on his back. And you grab him, just like that. H, yes. Grab him. You put him to your ear. You hold him. No more buzzing. He's tired. You take him, set him on your kitchen table or whatever, hood of the car. You got 24 inches of mom's sewing thread. You tie a little noose around his body. I'm not kidding. Some of you have not even begun to live your life yet. I tell you now, I got to do this with my grandkids. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, it works. Tie it around there, and then the bee, you wait. You have to wait. And then he feels good. And then he takes off. It's the coolest thing. And he'll land on your arm. And then what? He lands on your arm, takes a break, and he flies around again. Then, I learned this from my brother, get a cotton ball and tape it onto the thread and then turn them loose. I'm not kidding, we did this in the summer. We innocently made up the H that's on the back of the bee for harmless. We would find them and grab them. People would go, oh no, don't do that, you're gonna get stung. There's no stinger. Death has no sting no more. No more. Remember that. The unbeliever, terrified of death, he should be. The believer, it's like that bee. I play with it. God has defeated it. Know the victory. It's wonderful. It's exciting. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Remember in Christ? Remember the armor?
who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You've been born again. Next thing, verse 58, we're almost done. Know the power. Therefore, my beloved bro, brethren, watch this. Be steadfast. What does that mean? Steadfast means to sit down, to, we would say, to hunker down, to become like a rock. Be steadfast, immovable. What is that? Like an anchor that is tied. What does he say next? I love this. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. The word abounding or always abounding is super excess. Listen to the boldness, the excitement, and the power that is given to the believer. Colossians 1, very quickly, verse 23. Colossians 1, 23 says, for indeed, if you indeed continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, there it is, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And then finally, it's this, know the mission. Verse 58, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Church, this is good news. Are you living for Jesus? You ever get tired of living? I don't say tired of Jesus, tired of living for Jesus in the sense that, man, how long can I put up with this husband of mine? How long can I put up with this wife? How long can I put up with this job? Or my unbelieving family, or this or that or the other. How long can I, how long, listen, or how long can you put up with, I'm doing this work for God and it just doesn't seem to be making a difference. I've been serving God. I've been following God. I've been doing this to the glory of God. And when's there going to be a convert? Or when's there going to be some effect? Don't grow weary at well-doing. You guys, we could die today. Don't say that. I'm going to say it again. We could die today. We're believers.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio. In a look at a section in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 where Paul continues his defense of the eventual resurrection, some to eternal life, some to eternal damnation. Also, what kinds of transformed bodies we'll have in that resurrection. The title of this lesson is, On Your Mark, Get Set. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at 1 Corinthians, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, here at Real Radio, we've been telling you about our new smartphone app called Real Life with Jack Hibbs, which happens to be the title of one of our weekly television programs. Now, remember, we always like to make things easy and convenient for our Real Radio listeners. So, therefore, this is easy and it's free. All from this one app, you can access things like Journey, that's one of our television programs, Words to the Wise, that's Pastor Jack's devotional, which I personally really like, and you can sign up for that and get it via email. You can get our Wednesday night study right there on your smartphone. By the way, it also airs on hischannel.com on Wednesday nights. You can get our Real Radio podcasts and, of course, Real Life with Jack Hibbs. That's another one of our weekly television programs that deals with topical issues. Pretty popular show. All available right there at your smartphone. The Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone. Think of it as a one-stop shop for Real Radio listeners. I can't tell you everything about it, and yet I can't tell you enough about it. So just download the free app right now, thumb through it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Just go to your app store and look for Real Life with Jack Hibbs, a new free app for your smartphone. Of course, to learn more, you can always visit realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.